sauntered up and asked me if the seat next to me was free. And before I could answer, he and his ego had made it a table for three. It was just one more reminder that I would rather be up there living on the moon. Well, you know my last man used to tell me I was the only girl for him, that I looked out of sight. But out of sight was where he was every other night. That's when I found out he was checking out the girls dancing beneath the striptease light. I might as well be living on the moon. Well, I heard it's dark and it's cold up there. Well, that's all right. I could use less hues of blues in my air. And as you watch the earth set over some lonely dune sea, tell me, girl, how will you feel? Better than watching my hopes set on finding Mr. Right. Always thinking, you know, today that I just might. I'll have a clearer view of reality from that celestial height as I'm living on the moon. I checked for the dictionary, it says man, of the human species, the adult male. But their efforts to deceive me, they all just fail. They're part of an alien takeover, that's why I've got to bail and start living on the moon. But what will you do when some astronaut comes and tries to plant his flag? You know, with that low gravity up there, they probably get some wagging. And when that man on the moon sets his eye on you, tell me, girl, what will you do? I guess just jump ship and head to Mars. Oh, that's the male planet. Or then I'll try Venus or just head off into the stars. It doesn't matter wherever I go. It just cannot be too far. But first I'm gonna try living on the moon. Living on that moon. Try living on the living on the living on the moon.